Warren to introduce bill rescinding Medals of Honor for Wounded Knee Massacre. By Hannah Blow on August 22, 2019. Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, plans to introduce a bill that would effectively rescind Medals of Honors related to the Wounded Knee Massacre. Warren told Indians.com Tuesday that she will introduce a Senate version of the House's Remove the Stain Act, which would rescind the Medals of Honor awarded for acts at the 1890 Wounded Knee Massacre. At the Wounded Knee Massacre, hundreds of Lakota men, women, and children were slaughtered by soldiers who received Medals of Honor, Warren said in a statement. These acts of violence were not heroic, they were tragic and profoundly shameful. Representatives Heck, Holland, and Cook have already introduced the Remove the Stain Act in the House, and I will introduce it in the Senate, she continued. This bill respects and honors those who lost their lives, advances justice, and takes a step toward righting wrongs against Native peoples, she added. Warren is not the only presidential candidate to support revoking the medals. Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, said he would absolutely back a measure with that goal. The answer is absolutely, Sanders said at a Native American presidential forum in Sioux City, Iowa, Tuesday. Medals of Honor are given rarely, and they're given to people who do very, very important things. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, D., expressed similar sentiments earlier this week. He said in a statement. After reviewing the requests made by Navy veteran and Rosebud Sioux tribal members O.J. Siemens to President Trump and the leadership of our Congressional Armed Services Committees in February of this year to revoke the 20 stained Congressional Medals of Honor wrongfully awarded to the soldiers responsible for the Wounded Knee Massacre nearly 129 years ago, I am pledging that if elected president, I will revoke and rescind those medals from the historical record. Warren has long dealt with the fallout stemming from her false claims of Native American heritage, which worsened after a DNA test revealed that she possessed very little, between 1/64th and 1th/1,024, Native American ancestry. Additionally, the results indicated that any Native American ancestors in her line originated from residents of Colombia, Mexico, and Peru, further debunking her claims of Cherokee heritage. To make matters worse for Warren, her great-great-great-grandfather Jonathan Crawford was reportedly part of the Tennessee Militia, which rounded up Cherokees living there at the time for the Trail of Tears journey to Oklahoma in the 1830s. As Breitbart News reported, Warren apologized for her past mistakes at the Native American Presidential Forum Monday. Like anyone who's been honest with themselves, I know that I have made mistakes, Warren told the crowd. I'm sorry for harm I have caused. I have listened and I have learned a lot, and I am grateful for the many conversations we have had together, she added.